but you're not in a problem. Not because you're Teflon or you've gone numb or you don't care or you've become some zombie, but because you see that there really is no problem. And then you feel very, very, very sympathetic to everybody who thinks they have problems. Just the way when a little kid is upset, you feel very affectionate and sympathetic to that little 2 or 3 year old because you realize they're upset over nothing. You know, they dropped their boo-boo or whatever, and they're all upset. And you know that it's ridiculous and it's a joke, and you know that there's no problem, but you know the child feels there's a problem. So in that sense, it's real. And you just want them to feel okay again. Well, that's the way I have no choice but to react to you. Every time you tell me a problem, it's you've dropped your boo-boo. You know? I mean, serious, you know, my marriage is falling apart and I'm suicidal and I've lost all my money. And, well, dropped your boo-boo, huh? And I'm not an ivory tower spiritual teacher. I've been divorced. I've lost all my money. All those things have happened to me. But you see how it's all just, pardon my bluntness, a bunch of nonsense. That's hard, really. It's really hard to sit here and say that to you because I know that some of you are gonna think, yeah, but my problems are real. Don't say my problems are nonsense. It's not a dismissal. It's not, when I say it, it's not a trivialization of what you have to contend with, what we all have to contend with. But it is a more right understanding that I would like you to have as quickly as possible. About what's really represented in these things. The only thing that's life and death is life and death. Beyond that, there's no problem. And life and death is only a problem in one sense, only in the sense that what's real, what's true, what's eternal, what's permanent, what's essential has to be reached. Other than that, there's no problem. The only problem you have is how to get to the truth, how to know God, how to, any way you want to put it. People put it 1,000 different ways, but it's all the same thing. It's all what matters most. And how am I going to get there? How am I going to find what really matters?